This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado's election process begins this week with the start of local party caucuses and assemblies. CPR Public Affairs Editor Megan Verlee reports this is one way candidates become eligible for primaries.
In Colorado, candidates can collect petition signatures to get on the ballot, or they can go through the caucus and assembly process. Now, getting signatures can be more sure, but it's more expensive. So a lot of candidates use these party meetings to qualify for the June primary ballot.
CPR's Megan Verlee. A piece of legislation to give Colorado student teachers a stipend has cleared its first hurdle. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
College deans say the number one reason people drop out of teacher prep programs is they can't afford to student teach. MSU Denver School of Education Dean Elizabeth Hind.
This bill is a game changer for the profession. With the exodus of so many teachers and the pipeline of new teachers dwindling and being choked, the situation is more dire than it's ever been.
Students in a 16-week residency could get an $11,000 stipend, double that for longer programs. The bill also requires state education officials to develop alternatives to a costly test that new teachers must pass. Right now, about half fail it. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has been cited for contempt of court for secretly recording a criminal hearing and lying to a judge about it. Peters will have a hearing at the end of the month where the judge will determine any penalties. Peters is also facing two misdemeanor charges for resisting police officers who came to seize the iPad she used for the recording. This case is separate from the ongoing investigation into whether Peters leaked her county's election data. Along the Front Range, sunny with highs around 70 today and tomorrow. Chilly weather will return this weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.